AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. With the Democratic presidential nomination virtually assured for Kamala Harris, will she or won't she debate former President Donald Trump on his terms?
Trump posted on social media that he has accepted an offer from Fox News for a debate to be held September 4th in a still-to-be-determined location in Pennsylvania, a state crucial to his and his opponent Vice President Harris's paths to victory. Harris has been taunting Trump on the campaign trail over his withdrawal from an ABC debate after President Biden ended his campaign.
As the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
There was no response from the Harris campaign overnight. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Harris is expected to name her running mate by Monday. They're lowering canal levels and clearing storm drains in southern Florida with a major storm approaching. John Cangelosi is a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center.
Right now, it's a pretty weak system. It's actually a tropical depression for the moment. It's about 200 miles south-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum winds are about 30 miles an hour. It is moving pretty quickly to the west-northwest at 16 miles an hour.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overridden a plea deal reached earlier this week for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other accused ringleaders of the 9/11 attacks. CBS's Eleanor Watson is at the Pentagon.
The memo from Austin, abruptly released by the Pentagon Friday evening, says he rescinds the plea agreements made earlier this week, which means that the death penalty is now back on the table. Mohammed is allegedly the mastermind who orchestrated the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in 2001.
In Paris,
there are events today in 26 sports, with 15 handing out medals. American gymnastics star Simone Biles will be back competing in the vault final after securing gold in the all-around and team competitions. On the men's side, specialist Steven Nedorozic will star on the pommel horse. On the track, Sha'Carri Richardson hopes to medal in the 100-meter dash after she was disqualified before the Tokyo Olympics for cannabis use. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Also overseas, Ukraine's military says it's carried out drone attacks on Russia. The BBC's John Shea has the details.
Military said among the targets were oil depots and fuel storage facilities. The Morozovsk airbase is also said to have been hit. It's home to three squadrons of warplanes that Moscow uses in its war on Ukraine. Kyiv says it's still assessing the impact its attack has had.
And in Britain, two more men have just been charged in connection with an arson attack on a Ukrainian business in London, allegedly ordered by Russia. Five other suspects facing similar charges. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. And I would love to have you here with us as much as you possibly can. It's all up to us. We make choices. What are your choices? Are your choices to eat for pleasure or for health? You know, good foods that are healthy can make us happy and have pleasure as well. It doesn't have to be all sugar. It doesn't have to be all desserts. It doesn't have to be junk food. But what you do should be 95% directed to your health. We never focused on our health before. We thought we either were healthy or we were unhealthy. We got a disease. We had no idea why. We are just maybe unfortunate. Or it's in the genes. Grandpa and Grandma had heart attacks. I'm sure I will too. My mother had a heart attack. We all say those things. But genetics is only 2% of the diseases that we contract. It's all based on environmental lifestyle choices. So since health is a choice, choose well. So we're here to share with you information that may benefit you and why. So today we're going to talk about how to have healthier hair. And this is something really directed to women. I'm going to tell you about a number of nutrients that's required or by science has proven that'll give you healthier hair, more luxurious hair, more full, and stop hair falling out. Your hair will grow faster, longer. Your beautician or your hairstylist will say, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing?" I hear this all the time from women who use the combination of nutrients I will share with you today. And then, does COVID really cause cancer? We're talking about 1/3 of older adults who are still taking aspirin to prevent a heart attack. Is that logical? Is that reasonable? Is that a good idea? Well, you'll learn more today. A closer look at protein, one of the major food groups that we need to be healthy and stronger, better muscle tone. What about Adderall and heart disease? And we'll talk about a fruit that is not very frequently consumed, pomegranate, and what it can do for you. The Mediterranean diet has been singled out as one of the healthiest diets in the world. But I want to talk to women today, why they may want to adopt the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. And as we get older, there is more age-related macular degeneration. But now there's more research that shows that melatonin can stop age-related macular degeneration and reverse it. So we'll talk more about all of these topics today. Something that I really wanted to make sure that you were well aware of. But let's talk about hair loss. It's a common problem. I hear it all the time from women who are seeking some solution. They see it in the sink, they see it in the shower, they see it on their pillow. Over half of women over age 50 have visibly thinning hair. And the causes of thinning hair, aging, of course, and medications, especially chemotherapy, extreme stress, traumatic illnesses, or even surgery, cosmetic routines, chemical dyes, blow dryers, flat irons, and autoimmune diseases like lupus, and also very, very common thyroid disorders, and anemia, and genetics. Both male and female have hair loss due to genetics. Now, you can grow more hair, thicker hair, hair that grows longer and faster, with millet seed oil. Millet, M-I-L-L-E-T. Tiny, tiny, tiny little pellet. Yellow pellet. But it also can be consumed as a cereal. But they now express an oil out of the millet seed. And millet is a type of grain that originated in ancient India. It's very nutritious. Much, much more nutritious than any other grain. But there is a compound found in millet that is called millicin. M-I-L-I-A-C-I-N. Millicin, which has a very, very interesting benefit. It stimulates hair growth. Specifically, millicin has been shown to increase the activity of specialized cells that synthesize keratin, K-E-R-A-T-I-N. The protein, this is a protein that hair is made from. And it extends the length of the hair growth cycle. That means hair stays on your head longer before it is shed. We lose hair all the time, but not, it should not be excessive, and you should not see it all over the place, in your bed, in your bathroom. But we do lose hair all the time. We don't want it to be excessive. Now, millet seed oil actually boosts hair growth. There have been really good studies. A lot of the studies come out of Japan. And you see the beautiful hair growth of most of the Japanese people. Millet seed oil extract is a huge and wonderful supplementation for postmenopausal women with hair loss. Now, it was tested with postmenopausal women. And what they found out after testing it with women who were going through menopause, found that 91% observed a reduction in hair loss. 78% notice faster hair growth. And 75% observed an increase in hair brightness and beauty. Now, at 12 weeks of this study, the subjects had 35% less hair follicles in the shedding phase of hair growth cycle. And more hair in the growth cycle than the placebo group. Also, during the course of chemotherapy, the treatment that is used for cancer treatment, like with a drug called cisplatin, some of the participants also received millet seed extract. And this group that received the millet seed oil extract had significantly less hair loss versus those who receive the cancer drug, but no millet seed oil extract. So how do you use the millet seed oil extract? Well, for healthy, shiny hair, 400 milligrams of millet seed oil standardized for millicin with other important nutrients for hair growth is a good dosage. But I'll give you a full complex formulation that together, all the nutrients, including the millet seed extract, millet seed oil extract, synergistically work more effectively. The additional nutrients help increase keratin or carotene, the levels of those protein complexes, support formulation of new skin cells, promote the development of new hair follicles, help stimulate hair growth, and strengthen the hair shaft, and brighten skin and hair. Now we would need vitamins A and E, vitamin B2 and B6, folate, biotin, pantothenic acid, and zinc and selenium, also with silica. This formulation should also include L-cysteine, L-methionine, two amino acids that are sulfur-bearing amino acids, and sulfur is extremely healthy for the hair. And these two amino acids supply sulfur for hair growth. Now take them all together. This is a combination that should be taken all together for renewing your hair. You can renew your hair. You can make it more luxurious, longer, thicker, and have less hair fall out in the cycle of hair growth. We do lose hair, but you don't want to lose excessively of the hair loss and not the hair growth. Now, here's an interesting subject. Does COVID cause cancer? Can a virus cause cancer? Can a virus cause or accelerate cancer development? And the answer is sometimes yes. For example, the hepatitis B virus is linked to liver cancer. And the HIV virus weakens the immune system and increases the risk of several different types of cancer. Doctors who specialize in cancer treatment have begun reporting an increase of rare and unusual cancers. Cancer developing at an unusual younger age. The same person developing multiple different types of cancers. More cancer seen in the younger group in the 30s and the 40s. It's not an old age disease today. New animal studies have suggested that inflammation caused by viral infection can reawaken dormant cancer cells in cancer survivors. And now this leads to some experts forming a new theory. Infection and inflammation caused by COVID is somehow leading to the increased rate of rare cancers that they have not seen before. They are seeing them now at a younger age. Some doctors wonder if multiple COVID infections and high levels of stress cause cancer, or if the changes associated with long COVID, another condition that long after the infection is over, there are side effects called long COVID, because it lasts longer than the infection. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum wrote a very brand new book on how to contend with long COVID, which can also lead to increased cancer rates. So what does this mean for us? What does this mean for you and I? Well, taking care of our bodies and doing what we can to reduce inflammation and stress is always a better health idea. One-third of older adults are still taking a daily aspirin to prevent a heart attack. Is this wise? Is it a good suggestion? Many doctors are still prescribing a daily aspirin or a baby aspirin to prevent heart attacks. Does this make sense? No. Bottom line, it does not make sense. You might say no more aspirin can prevent a heart attack. A daily aspirin to reduce the risk of heart attacks or stroke is no longer recommended. And if your doctor is still recommending aspirin, the research does not support it. In fact, research shows the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding or even bleeding in the brain outweighs any health benefits. And aspirin can cause bleeding in the brain. Based on surveys of older adults, experts believe as many as one-third of adults age 60 and older are still taking a daily aspirin. And with many of these adults, they're doing it without their doctor's knowledge. Because you can buy it over the counter. There are many over-the-counter drugs that do not require a prescription, so you're not monitored by your doctor. And if you aren't getting all of the update information on studies, you might be doing some harm to yourself. Always, always tell your doctor what drug you're taking, even if you bought it over the counter. Your doctor may be giving you a prescription drug that may be counterproductive with the one you bought over the counter. I don't believe in drugs. I don't take any drugs. I haven't for 60 years. But if you're going to take drugs, and sometimes, yes, drugs are required, they do some good, but they don't have any benefit health-wise. So talk to your doctor. Tell your doctor what you're taking to prevent more harm in the future. And a study published last year found that adverse bleeding events were 38% higher for people taking a daily low-dose aspirin, no matter if they also had heart disease or not. It no longer should be used today. Aspirin is out, old school, doesn't work, and causes more harm than good. Now, what you might want to use is grape seed extract or aronia berry extract or the combination. Ideally, the combination of grape seed extract and aronia berry extract are better choices for heart disease prevention. And here's what you might get from a combination. I can't guarantee everybody, but this is what the science shows. But everybody is different, and everybody responds differently. No two people have the same effect from alcohol. Because we're all different. I don't tolerate alcohol very, very easily. A glass of red wine or maybe two at the most. And even if I go to two, it gives me a buzz and it doesn't make me very coherent. But some people can drink a bottle or so and it not have any effect whatsoever. We're all different. So don't say, well, grandma took it and she got this result and I took it and I didn't get results. Does that make the product bad or good? No. We're different, respond differently to everything. But I can tell you what the science shows today, that grapeseed extract, French grapeseed extract, not the Chinese, because 95% of all the grapeseed extract sold in America comes from China, whether your label says it or not. Because if they bring in powder from China and make the capsules in the United States, they don't have to say where the grapeseed extract powder came from. If capsules of grapeseed extract came from China, then they have to say made in China. So be careful of what you buy. Make sure you get the French grapeseed extract. And the combination of the French grapeseed extract and aronia berry extract together created a 6% reduction in high blood pressure levels in men and women over a 3-month period. It takes time to regulate your blood pressure. Even with medication, it takes 3 months. And this is all for those that have pre-hypertension. A clinical study of 287 people with arterial plaque, grapeseed group saw a 40% reduction in arterial plaque formation. Now, this is reducing the plaque in the artery. This is over a one year period of time. Now, you may say, wow, I have to take this for a year? Well, that arterial plaque didn't form in a week or 2 weeks or 3 months or 6 months. It takes decades to form that arterial plaque in your arteries. And within 1 year, the grapeseed extract reduced that plaque in the artery by 40%. That is amazing. I don't know of any drug that does that. And the group that did not take the grapeseed extract, they increased the plaque in the arteries by 30%. And also a 75% reduction in blood sugar levels. Grapeseed extract returned blood sugar to near normal levels of type 2 diabetics. Grapeseed extract is one of my most favorite herbs. It's water soluble. There's no inhibition of absorption. It's tolerated by everybody. There are no known side effects. It's an amazing breakthrough in heart health. A 10-point reduction in total cholesterol. A 5-point reduction in oxidized LDL cholesterol levels. You know, we need LDL. It's not bad. Because LDL, if it is not oxidized, if it is oxidized, it's bad. And it becomes oxidized by a variety of chemical processes, even the oxygen we breathe, or the smoking, or the chemicals, or obesity, all cause the LDL to oxidize. We need LDL to deliver the HDL, the good cholesterol. It's a transporter. It's not a bad, just because your LDL is high, it's not bad. And LDL is made up of two different fractions, fraction A and fraction B. And if you don't know which fraction is high, then how can you know if LDL is bad at all? Now, in patients with mildly elevated cholesterol levels, it had a 5-point reduction in the oxidized LDL. And French grapeseed extract has a mild anticoagulation effect, not thinning the blood. There's no natural product that thins the blood, but it can reduce the risk of dangerous clots, but does not impair normal function. It's called platelet aggregation. Over a period of time, the red blood cells get sticky from inflammation. And then as they clump together, they make a clot. And you could reduce that clot with French grapeseed extract or prevent a clot, so you don't have to worry about having a clot to the brain or to the heart. Grapeseed extract can help prevent clotting, but not by thinning the blood. Folks, I'm going to have to pause here for a moment. It's time for you to listen to some commercials, but don't go away. I'm coming back with a lot more information, and I'll finish up here a little bit on the French grapeseed extract before I move on. So this is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. We are here with Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll be here to the top of the hour. We have a lot more to go. So I just wanted to address the dosages for French grapeseed extract. Usually for a good maintenance dosage, if you're very healthy and you just want to stay healthy and more healthy, about 100 milligrams to 150 milligrams of French grapeseed extract. If you have high blood pressure, plenty of plaque in the arteries, probably 300 milligrams twice daily. And from some of the research on cancer, the dosage is 1,200 milligrams daily. A 400 milligram capsule, two or three times daily. Of the OPCs from French grapeseed extract. Or you can combine pomegranate, vitamin B6, magnesium, benfotiamine for superior heart health. These are very, very important. Now let's take a closer look at protein. Protein can be supplied either by animal protein. There are some protein in beans and nuts, but they don't contain all the amino acids. And you have to have all the amino acids, 9 amino acids, to make it a complete protein. These 9 have to be supplied by the diet. The rest of them are found in proteins everywhere. But 9 we have to get from the food we eat. Seafood, fish, salmon, scallops, shrimp, beef, bison, pork, elk, all the good kinds of animal protein, and eggs, egg whites, are all very good sources of complete protein. That means they have all the amino acids necessary. But in beans, they may contain some of the amino acids, and nuts, some of the amino acids. And then you have to try to find the ones that complement each other. Very difficult. It's much, much safer and more effective when you use complete proteins, like the animal protein, the fish, seafood, eggs. They have the highest biological value of proteins and amino acids. Protein is an essential nutrient. We can't live without it. We have to have it daily, many times daily. Fats are essential. We need fats every day, especially olive oil. You can also include pecan oil, macadamia nut oil, avocado oil. These are really good essential nutrients. There are no essential carbohydrates, none. We don't need carbohydrates. Now, protein is classified as a macronutrient. Macro means large, great, because the body requires large amounts of protein to function. Protein is needed for growth, building and repairing tissues and muscles, and for muscle strength. As people get older, they eat less food, and especially less protein. And protein is the most expensive group of essential nutrients. And we need a large quantity of protein. We need 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Now, I weigh 150 pounds. So I need close to 150 grams of protein. And protein is made up of chains of amino acids, which can be found in both plant and animal-based foods. Now, let me give you a quick rundown. Animal-based protein includes meat, fish and all seafoods, milk, eggs, and cheese. And as a summary on the plant-based protein sources, they would include nuts, seeds, beans, and vegetables. Getting enough protein is vital for your health. It's critical for your health. A 2019 study found that almost half of older adults, 70 and older, did not get anywhere near the daily recommended intake of protein. They suffer from a lack of protein. But only 13% of this age group also lacked in carbohydrate intake. A 2018 study found that tracked older adults for 20 years reported those with the highest protein intakes were 30% less likely to experience disability, falling, than those with low protein intakes. And earlier this year, 2024, a new study that followed adults for over 40 years reported that participants, the subjects, with the highest protein intakes lived an average of 3 years longer than those with the lowest protein intakes. So how do you increase your protein? Well, as I mentioned, 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So this is a great recommendation for an average adult. So that would be 1.5 to 3 chicken breasts daily. Now, just don't concentrate on chicken. You may not like it. But I'm just giving you an example of how much you may need to take. Eggs are 6 grams of very high-quality protein, plus 13 essential nutrients and antioxidants. Eggs have the highest biological value of all proteins. They are the ultimate of protein and fats. Other protein food sources, fish, poultry and all seafood, beans and seeds and dairy. Or choose a good protein powder. Here are two that you may want to consider. Both are dairy-free from egg whites. Now, I don't tolerate dairy very well. I can eat sheep cheese or goat cheese, but not very often, but occasionally I can tolerate them. But I don't do well at all with milk proteins like whey or caseinate or casein. These are the really dairy proteins. But I have two that I really like that I can recommend, which I use all the time. I swap back and forth just for different taste, different functions. I like Proven Egg Whites. That's the name of the product. Proven Egg Whites from Gaspari. This is a gentleman's last name, and the company is named after this gentleman. And it's G like in George, A-S-P like in Peter, A-R-I, Gaspari. 100% egg whites. The powder is instantized, so it mixes really, really easy, just with a spoon or so. And has great flavor. They have salted caramel, my favorite. Peanut butter cup, not my favorite. Banana nut, not my favorite. But it could be your favorite. Don't judge my taste. I like salted caramel. And then J-A-Y, Rob, R-O-B-B. I have been using his egg white protein for about 10 or 15 years. Excellent quality, but it is not instantized, so it's easier to use in a blender. They have vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. I like the vanilla. So when I make my protein drink, and I'm just telling you what I do, don't do what I do, I start off with a little bit of water to cover the blades. I use a little bit of aronia juice for more liquid. I use a cup of frozen aronia berries, 3 raw eggs, and a scoop of the egg whites, either Gaspari or J.A. Rob. These are both individuals, Gaspari and J. Rob. This is a good protein drink. Gives you almost 50 grams of protein, 25 per scoop. The eggs are almost 20 grams of protein. So right there, you got 45 grams of protein. And the aronia berries are the most amazing berries of all the berries. It's the strongest, healthiest berry of all. We've heard a lot about blueberries, right? Well, aronia berries is 4 to 5 times stronger, healthier than blueberries. Adderall and heart disease. What do you make of that? Well, ADHD medications are dangerous to your heart. New study reports that adults who use stimulants, drugs that are stimulants, for ADHD, including Adderall and Ritalin, are more likely to experience long-term heart damage. Researchers tracked over 6,000 people diagnosed with ADHD between the ages of 20 and 40 and taking prescription medication and followed them for 10 years, comparing their health to similar age adults who are not taking these medications. Here's the results. Those prescribed a drug like Adderall were 17% more likely to have cardiomyopathy at year one. 57% more likely to have cardiomyopathy at 8 years compared with those who are not taking these kinds of medications. Cardiomyopathy involves structural damages and changes in the heart muscle. The heart is a muscle. We can strengthen it or let it grow weak and flabby. And this structural changes of the heart weakens the pumping ability. It can cause a person to tire easily, be out of breath easily, limit their ability to perform daily tasks, and it often worsens over time. Here's a natural solution for ADHD. Here's a combination of 30 milligrams of phosphatidylsterine, 25 milligrams of French grapeseed extract with rhodiola, L-tyrosine, N-acetylcysteine, L-taurine, vitamin B6, DHA, and DMAE bitartrate. This is a really good formulation for those people that want to get off the drugs or use something natural for ADHD. In the study of children ages 4 to 19 with ADHD, 90% of participants improved after supplementation with phosphatidylsterine. ADHD is strongly associated with inflammation and autoimmune disease. Grapeseed extract, French grapeseed extract, has been shown to reduce the specific markers of inflammation associated with ADHD to near normal levels. You can do something naturally that is almost duplicate to a drug. But the drug companies own the ability to treat patients. They have the FDA's blessing. Nobody can say a product works that's an alternative or natural product. You could never treat any kind of condition with a natural product. And of this formulation that I just mentioned, you can increase the dose as needed every few days until calmness and focus is attained. Experiment on yourself, because no two people are alike. We're all different. Just one capsule of this formulation may help you. For some, it may take two or three or four. But it works. Remember what I said, the phosphatidylserine is a huge, huge benefit. 90%, 90% of participants improved after supplementing with phosphatidylserine. Then you can also consider omega-3 fatty acids with natural peptides, with phospholipids from the head of the salmon, which can reduce and also with reduced active glutathione. And please avoid all artificial food coloring. Higher intakes of artificial food coloring has been connected to increased severity of ADHD symptoms. Now, here are some benefits, especially for women, from adopting the Mediterranean diet. You can extend your life, ladies, with the Mediterranean diet. There are three diets that are they don't even come close to the American diet. The American diet is trash, junk, fast food, garbage. But the Mediterranean diet is one of the healthiest diets in the world. The paleo diet, also another very healthy diet. And the ketogenic diet, extremely healthy too. I follow the ketogenic diet. For 25 years, researchers followed more than 25,000 women who were healthy when the study began, tracking their daily diets and basic health information. And the results of all this tracking of 25,000 women after 25 years The women who ate primarily a Mediterranean diet, that means including vegetables, fruits, fish, nuts, and olive oil, and less ultra-processed foods, were 23% less likely to die from any cause, any disease, and specifically less likely to die of cancer or heart disease. Our disease, our medical record, is caused by the diet we choose. Diet makes us healthy or unhealthy. It's not lack of a drug. It's not the skill of a physician. It's not because of drug companies, but because of what we choose, how we choose to live, I should say. How we choose to live, what diet we choose, what exercise we choose, the food we eat, makes a huge difference. Now, many other studies have had also similar results, including the ones I already mentioned, the paleo diet, the ketogenic diet, including one that found a 23% reduction in the risk of dementia for those who closely follow the Mediterranean diet, the way of eating. Now, this is health promoting, not disease promoting. Fast food restaurants, ultra-processed foods, all the aisles in the center of the grocery store or supermarket are all causing disease. Isn't that amazing to even think that or say that? That our diet causes our diseases? Our lifestyle causes diseases? What we do for choices causes our diseases. 98% of all disease is caused by our lifestyle choices. You want to prevent disease? You want to get better, get healthier? You want to reverse disease? You want to slow it down? Whatever. Changing your diet to the Mediterranean diet, the paleo diet, the ketogenic diet. And if you're overweight, after selecting one of these diets, you don't have to diet. You will automatically shed weight like crazy to bring it down to be in proportion to your height. This is what it means to be healthy. Now, people are concerned as they get older with age-related macular degeneration. And you can actually cut the risk of AMD, age-related macular degeneration, with melatonin. Melatonin has been so misunderstood that 99% of the people think, oh, that's for sleeping. It is not for sleeping. It is to regulate every cell in your body. It's one of the most powerful antioxidants, one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories. It has so many valuable benefits for our health. Don't take it just at night for going to sleep. Take it during the day for your health. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 50 or older. It does not cause complete blindness, but damage to the part of the retina that controls central vision, meaning seeing what is directly in front of you, makes it very difficult to drive, read, cook, or do anything that involves close-up vision. A new study looked at 120,000 adults age 50 and older with no history of macular degeneration from 2008 to 2023. The result of this study for people with who took melatonin, macular degeneration risk was reduced by 58%. Melatonin gives you better vision. I would never go a day without melatonin. And if you wanted more of an update on it, I wrote a book on melatonin because it is so valuable. You can go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, or on Amazon, or look for it in your local health food store. For an additional 65,000 people in the study who had mild macular degeneration symptoms, when the study began, the use of melatonin was associated with a lower risk of disease progression to more advanced macular degeneration. This study follows an earlier clinical trial that 3 milligrams of melatonin for 3 months in patients with AMD prevented further retinal damage and in some cases complete, partially restored the damage that was done, regained the health of the retina tissue. Melatonin is so known to protect the retina from oxidative damage, which may explain why it is so beneficial for AMD, age-related macular degeneration. Take 3 milligrams a day in the daytime, not at nighttime. Well, you can also use it at nighttime. Some people don't like it because of the way they sleep. So take it first thing in the morning. Start your day off with 3 milligrams of melatonin. Stand it for 3 months, and your eye and your vision will be much healthier. With that, my friends, I've run out of time. The clock on the wall has got up to the top, at the top of the hour. So say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world and do something healthy today. And God bless you. And God bless this great country.
The school year is starting soon, whether at home or in the classroom. Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.